Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
27889.
Thank you. Let me get it pulled up here. Bear with me one moment. And could I please have your first and last name?
First name is Ford. Last name is Freeman.
Thank you. And let me see. Bear with me one moment. I'm still getting this located for you. Okay, so I didn't see your name come up with the zip code just for identification purposes. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Oh, let's see if it's here. Ending in 1787.
Thank you. And what is the amount you were charged?
Well, I've got several charges on here. I don't understand. One for $649, one for $748, one for $89.85, one for $87 that I didn't authorize.
Okay, well, bear with me one moment. I'm still getting this located. Okay, I'm going to make sure I have this information correct. So the zip code was 27889, I'm sorry.
27889.
Right. And the last four digits of that card that was charged was 1787, right?
Correct.
Okay. One quick moment while I get that located. Bear with me, I'm still getting this pulled up.
His first name is Ford, F-O-R-D.
Okay. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
Let's see what you got down here. 100 Riverside Drive, Apartment 2, Washington, North Carolina, 27889.
Thank you. And let me see. So, I do see here that you got the Erectin and the Test 2 Maskin, I'm sorry, that was back on May 2nd. That was for $6.49, also $7.48. So, that product did start a 14-day trial. And after the 14 days, you were charged the full amount for the product that was received.
That's not what I understood. They charged me $6.49 and $7.48, and then they turn around and charge me for the same exact thing, full price.
Right. Yes.
I'm disputing that. I have not received, you know, the stuff. I've seen one canister, not canister, one bottle, and that was, you know, and that was it. And now they're charging me triple and double here.
So
charging me for the same thing twice.
I'm not sure if you remember when that order was placed, but there was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older. That same box was the one that stated about the 14-day trial and that you would be charged the full amount after that 14-day time span. So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
Well, I got no choice. I have to take that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you now, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get that done. And was there anything else that I could assist with?
Well, can I cancel any further charges from this company?
Yes.
And make it to my card?
You've been completely canceled.
Okay.
And I
do
think
what would be the new total?
Okay, let me get it pulled up here. Bear with me one moment. So the new total is going to be $5,719, and also $5,840.
I got screwed, didn't I?
No, sir, because you did receive the product. And in the terms and conditions, which is why we recommend you do read the terms to make sure you're getting a full understanding, that's when it's stated. By checking the box, you basically agreed that I do understand about that charge, and I am aware that after that trial, I would be charged the full amount of the product that was received.
Well, evidently, I didn't see that part. Or, you know, I don't remember checking any box anyway. So, in any case... I hold the 5719 to 5840.
Right, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and again, that was 3 to 5 business days for that credit to reflect in the account.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good one.
Bye-bye.